Tachas Kalim Peretz Azayim Mishnah Vav Katsir Shozari Grainet. A leather glove worn by those that winnow. A leather glove is worn so they have a better grip on their tool. Shalhochei Drachim, or a leather glove worn by those that are traveling and they're carrying things while they travel, and they wear the glove to get a better grip on them. So I say Pishton Tamea, or the leather glove worn by those that make flax. That leather glove also is worn either to get a better grip or to protect themselves from any thorns. Those leather gloves are Tameim, they're Makabo Tumah, they're considered a Kli, as is considered an important Beged, since they needed to get a better grip or to protect their hands from thorns. Avo Shokaban, Bishan Nefachim, Tahira. But a leather glove worn by dyers or by blacksmiths is Tahira. It's not Makabo Tumah. And this leather glove is not worn to get a better grip or to protect their hands, so therefore, it's not considered an important baguette. It's not considered a Kli, and therefore, it's not Makabo Tumah. Rav Yesi, Ayma Afsho, Grusa, Iskayesi. And Rav Yesi says, so too, the leather glove worn by those that grind Grusa. Grusa is our beans and peas. That leather glove also is not Makabo Tumah. It's not considered an important baguette. Zah, Cloud, this is the general rule. Ha'asui le'kabala tamei. Any glove that is worn with Kabbalah to hold something, that leather glove is considered an important baguette and therefore is tummy. But if the leather glove is simply worn because of perspiration, so that he shouldn't perspire, or that if he does perspire, it shouldn't stain or wet something else, that leather glove is not considered an important baguette and therefore is not a Kabbalah tummy. Sachas Kalim Peretz Zayin Mishnah Zayin Hamalkut Shabakar. Pieces of leather that is put around the eyes of cattle. These are blinders that they put on the cattle when they threat, so that the cattle will go exactly where they want them to. Vachasim shalom. And a muzzle that is put on cattle, also made out of leather. Vamadach shal devar. And a leather clay that is used for bees. We would smoke up that clay, attracting the bees to go out of the hive, and then we would take the honey. Vamenafe. And a clay that's used for waving, to cool yourself off in the hot weather. How able to hurt. All these kalim are tar. They're not makabo tumah. They're not considered important kalim, and are not makabo tumah. Kisei shel kufsa tumah. The cover of a box, a small box that is used to store jewelry for a woman, is makabo tumah. That cover is makabo tumah because things are stored on top of the cover. As if it was merely served as a cover for the jewelry box, it would not be makabo tumah. But since it stores things on top of it, it's considered an important kalim and is makabo tumah. Kisei kamatra tar. The cover of a box that holds kalim is tar. And that cover, nothing is put on top of it. It's just simply a cover. Therefore, it's not considered an important kli, and it's not makabo tumah. Kisui teva, kisui tani. The cover of a teva of a storage bin, and the cover of a hamper, ba'machbi shocharish. And a charish, which is a carpenter, who has a kli that he uses to straighten out boards. Ba'kese shetachat teva, and a board that is put under a storage bin, in order that the storage bin should not get wet from the ground, so they put a board underneath it. V'ha'kamron shalom. And the cover on top of the table. The England shall safer. And a leather pouch that holds a safer. Beis hanaga beis hamino. A leather pouch that holds a bolt. And a leather pouch that holds a lock. Beis hamezuzah. And the case for a mezuzah. We take a bow and we take a hurricane. The case for a lyre and a lute. V'amam shall go in its nothing. And the wooden head that is used for those that make hats. They have the wooden head to put the hats on when they make the hat. By Marco Shozemer, a wooden hobby horse used by the son of. Revis Shaloya, a small musical instrument that is played by those that wail at funerals. The percussion instrument that have pipes in it that make noises. Ubinagoinis Ha'ani. This is the pouch that an ani uses to carry his things when he goes from place to place. Usmuchois Hamita, wooden bed supports. Utfus Shaltipila. And the case that holds tefillah. The imam shall oisi soisi. And the mannequin that's used by those that make clothing. How are able to hurt? All of the above mentioned kalim are tar. They're not considered important kalim and are not makabo tumah. Zeha klau amar Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael explains, this is a rule. Kol mishamshei mishamshamav shel adam b'shat malacha or shelo b'shat malacha tumah. Any kli that's not used in its own right, just to serve a different kli which is used by the person. If the kli that serves the other kli serves the kli Bain b'shas malacha, bain shalom b'shas malacha, at all time, whether that kli that it's serving is being used or not, then the kli that is serving the other kli is tummy, considered an important kli, and therefore is tummy. For example, the cover of a kli is not considered important in its own right, but it serves a different kli, meaning to say it's serving the kli of which it covers. Now, if that cover is on the kli, whether the things that are stored in that kli are inside the kli or not, if that cover is serving the kli both b'shas melacha and shalom b'shas melacha, at all times, whether there's something in the kli that it's serving or not, so therefore the cover of that kli would be considered an important kli in its own right and would be tummy. But any kli that's serving another kli, that's only serving the other kli, b'shas melacha, at the time that the other kli is being used. For example, the cover of a kli, that cover is put on the kli only when there's something stored in that kli. So that cover is only serving the kli, b'shas melacha. That cover is not considered an important kli in its own right and would be tara, would not be makabel tuma. Now, the Mefarshim explain, this klal only holds true for pshutei kliyot and pshutei kliyor, wooden kalim and leather kalim that are pashut, that do not have a kibor receptacle. Such kalim are not considered an important kalim, so therefore, if they don't serve the other kli b'shas melacha or shalom b'shas melacha, then the Rabbanim would say that there would not be makabel tuma. But if they have an important service, that they serve the kli that they're serving both b'shas melacha and shalom b'shas melacha, even though they're pshutei kliyot, or pshutei kliyor, the Rabbanim would say that they're makabel.